The COVID-19 pandemic has exacerbated a problem North Dakota schools have been facing for a while. That is hiring substitute teachers. Nick Archuleta is president of North Dakota United, an organization that represents teachers.
As you know, oftentimes the substitute teachers are retired teachers who like to get in, keep involved in education, make a couple of bucks, and are reinvigorated by hanging around young people. So they want to be doing their part, but since they are too, you know, so many of them over the age of 60, they're very concerned about substitute teaching and possibly being infected with the coronavirus.
North Dakota Council of Educational Leaders Executive Director Amy Kopus says even before the pandemic, her organization had been asking the Department of Public Instruction for some temporary relief on the rules that govern substitute teachers.
Currently, the substitute guidelines require a high school diploma plus additional hours of collegiate credit, equivalent about to an associate's degree, to be a substitute teacher, and we're seeking some relief on whether or not we could lighten a few of those additional requirements, and of course, still maintaining all of the pieces with background checks and things like that, but perhaps as we struggle with what was already a shortage, and again, it's compounded greatly.
Kopus says there are wonderful people in the educational community, some who serve as paraprofessionals, who do not meet the requirements for substitutes. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.